If I could have your attention in the media center, we're going to wrap up our media availabilities today. We're now joined by Ricky Stenthouse Jr., driver of the number 17 John Deere Ford. And we're going to go ahead and just open it up to any questions. Have any first takers?
Hey, Ricky. Megan McEwen, Wish TV in Indianapolis. Just this weather right now, how difficult does that make it for you guys to not really have time on the track to practice gearing up for this one?
Yeah, it's, you got to go off your past notes. The guys are always looking at notes and trying to figure out, you know, how they're going to unload our car to be the best it can be. So, my crew chief, Brian Patty's really good, and I always feel confident in everything that he does. So I just get in and drive, we've all made quite a few laps around here. So the driving aspect's not something that we really worry about. And we were here testing at the test, so I feel confident that, we did get a lot of track time then, so that was good. But, it's more just, you feel like you're wasting time and hanging out, but, you really can't do anything about it, so that's a bummer.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Obviously, this is a track with a lot of tire wear. So, what did you see at the test? I think Jamie was there, and he kind of talked about it. The tires just didn't seem that much different. Tire wear seemed to be okay. But what did you see the test, and how many competition cautions would you suggest whenever you race? Two, I think he was talking about, lap 10, lap 25.
Yeah, I don't really remember how much tire wear we had as far as actually wearing the tires out at the test. But the tires did have a decent amount of fall off, which is, something that us drivers always look for and are always asking Goodyear and NASCAR to do is have a tire that does fall off and, that you can come in the pits, put some new tires on and gain an advantage and go back out on the track. So from that aspect, I felt, there was tires that we ran at the test that were good for that. As far as getting competition cautions, I don't know. Two sounds good. I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to tell. It's really – this racetrack's hard to tell whether, how much rubber's actually on the track. We all run the same line, but it's generally somewhat the same color all the way across for most of the time, at least at the test it was anyway. But, over the course of the weekend, it finally gets its own groove run in, and you can kind of see the different shades of black, where we run. And, I wouldn't think it would take too long to get that back down.
Brian Eberle, Motorsports Tribune. Ricky, you've had Matt back in the Roush camp now for, I think it's been about 9 races. How has he kind of helped the program overall? And then, for you specifically, you've struggled here at the Brickyard in the past. Have you leaned on him at all coming into this weekend?
Yeah, obviously Matt's got a lot of good experience around here. And, I will lean on him. It was something that I was hoping to lean on throughout practice and, throughout the weekend. And, that's always nice to be able to, practice, have a break, sit down, talk about, what the cars are doing, and then, kind of go back out there and do it again. So, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to do that like I was hoping, but, he's still got a lot of experience and, a few tidbits probably here and there that, could be beneficial for sure. To the 17 team. So, that aspect of, I've looked forward to having it on all these racetracks at Darlington. We struggled a bit in practice and then, their car was pretty good. So, we were able to lean on them a little bit. And then, as far as the whole organization and where our cars are, it's been just nice for me to have him kind of relay that same message of, how our cars are driving, what they need to be faster. And, we haven't done a whole lot to fix the cars exactly where we want them yet. We're continuously building new cars as quick as we can. So, and that's been, input from, really Brian Patty, my crew chief, Matt, me, and Trevor and other drivers and, you know, crew chiefs, engineers that we have, just all kind of putting our heads together, trying to come up with a package that's faster than what we got. So it's been good having Matt because he kind of helps expedite that process.
Bob Pockris, ESPN, with you having kind of so much on the line this weekend, does not having practice hurt you more than others?
I would say no. You know, I generally, you know, and Brian always tells me, I'm like, man, sometimes we never seem to make it better throughout the weekend. And he said, well, we have a full week to come up with the best possible setup, you know, and then you get to the track and then you get, you know, 2 hours to make it better. So he spent all week, you know, making sure that he feels like we put the best setup in the race car. So I always tend to feel like sometimes we're better off just if we lined them up and raced. So, you know, I'm okay with doing that. You know, this race last year was, without being a playoff race, I thought was, you know, pretty crazy at the end and something that, you know, I think now this being a cutoff race, I think there's going to be a lot more strategies played and a lot more gutsy calls, especially if there's some cautions at the end, you know, whether some stay out, take two. You know, there's all different scenarios that I think could play out throughout this race once we get it going.
Ricky, Raceview, Eric Smith, Raceview Online. We talked during the announcement for the dirt race about how you're allowed to run some sprint car races and some midget races. Kind of keeps you sharp during the week. Does it kind of ironically kind of help out that it does rain, that you and Landon are the only two that ran? I mean, is that anything you can take away as far as, I know obviously it's a completely different track, but anything that you could take away as far as keeping you sharp for coming into this race?
Well, I think it's definitely always nice to be in any race car throughout the week. I'm sure I'll go probably race go-karts at Sarah's here pretty soon while we're sitting in the rain. So, you know, I think for me, I just always feel a lot more confident when I get to the racetrack if I'm racing throughout the week and or, you know, whether it be a test or, you know, or a dirt race. So to be able to come here Wednesday and Thursday and run over there at the dirt track was, for one, a lot of fun. The track was awesome. The rain kind of sucked, you know, on Thursday. But all in all, I felt like, you know, it was nice to get some laps in and just do some racing. I think it keeps them pretty sharp.
Tyler Burnett, Motor Racing Network. Looking ahead to next week, you guys had a lot of speed at Vegas in the spring. What is going to be different, though, going to Vegas
this time?
I'm glad you
remember that because I don't.
Yeah, I mean, you started seventh and ran, you know, up front all day.
Okay, cool. Sweet.
What's going to be different going to Vegas this time, you know, the temperature and everything else?
Yeah, I think for us, I'm looking forward to, you know, I think that's on slate for another new car. You know, just more development that we're, you know, trying to get done at Roush. And so, you know, that's one thing that over the last month that I've been, you know, looking forward to and anxiously getting to the track. You know, last weekend we had a newer car than what we've been running. And I felt like it kind of paid off for us. We had a solid race at Darlington. And, you know, it was nice to get our, you know, throwback John Deere paint scheme up front. That was our best career finish, and so carry that momentum into here. Hopefully would, you know, we're able to do the same thing with our new John Deere paint scheme that we ran back-to-back weekends, so that's cool. But then, you know, obviously carrying that back into Vegas, and so, like, this is a different car than what we tested at Indy, and you know, we feel like it's an improvement, and we're hoping that we can see some improvement versus the test. And then the same thing at Vegas, you know, just trying to continually improve. And you want to continue to improve at a high rate of speed, but it's kind of difficult when, you know, the other competition's doing the same thing. But, you know, I guess we'll have to wait and see. I haven't looked at the weather as far as track conditions go, but I hope it's hot and slick. I think Vegas is a really good racetrack when it's hot and slick because you're able to move around. You know, the bumps in one and two are pretty significant, and, you know, in years past, we've had racetracks where you could run really high. Last couple of years, I feel like it's been more, hey, let's run the bottom. But all in all, I really enjoy going to Vegas.
Do we have any final questions? Go right here, back, and then Dustin, we'll finish up.
Pat Nicola, NASCAR.com. With everything on the line in this race, do you feel like you're going to have to, like, raise your level of aggression and maybe take some more calculated risks to kind of get that win?
In the seat, I feel like I'm going to drive as aggressive and as hard as I do every week. Even if it's every week you're not watching us race for a win, we're all still really aggressive and, you know, trying to get, you know, every spot that we can. The restarts at Darlington last week, there was, I think, four or five of us on the same set of tires. You know, we took a couple wave arounds and, you know, we were all really aggressive trying to make sure we got the most out of our day that we could. So we'll do the same thing come Indy. Once we finally race, I think my crew chief will probably be the ones taking the risk and you know, putting me in a different position. And, you know, if he puts me in a position that, you know, calls for pretty aggressive, then that's what I got to do.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. For somebody who made the playoffs last year, what's this position like then, last chance? Is there pressure? I mean, I know you're pretty relaxed. It's pretty hard to feel any pressure right now. But
yeah,
what's the feeling going into this race?
Well, I think, you know, for one, it's pretty, you know, it's clear cut what we got to do. So, you know, throughout the race, I think it's we're not worried about each stage. We're only looking at, you know, setting ourselves up for the end of the race because that's all that really matters for us. In this particular race, you know, but even if it doesn't all work out, you know, we still got a tight race for trying to be, you know, 17th in points. And, you know, I think 17th in points would still be probably my second best in points since I've been in Cup. And so that's something that, you know, I strive for to, you know, continually get better and, you know, make our stats look better. And so this season, you know, I felt like points-wise we stayed in contention a lot better than we did last year. You know, obviously we had our two wins last year. I don't really remember where we were in points as far as where we ranked throughout the field coming into the playoffs. But, you know, I feel like this year we've actually put ourselves in a better position to make it in on points, and it just hasn't worked out that way. So, you know, confident that I feel like we've had a off season. We haven't ran as well as what we wanted, but we still kept ourselves in contention to battle to get in on points. But definitely enjoyed it a lot more last year being locked in at this point. You know, I never, you know, at Richmond, I never looked at anybody and felt like I wanted to be in that position. So we're in it now, but you know, it's part of sports. It's part of, you know, playoffs and, you know, trying to make a run.
Thanks for coming in early and joining us, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.